Wildlife Detective. 5 June. Today, I talked on the phone to a man called Jones, who I know sells rhino horns. I told him I wanted to buy a black rhino horn because I needed some money. I don't like pretending to be a criminal, and I feel terrible that another rhino could be killed for its horns. But it is probably the only way we will catch people like Jones. Jones and other people like him might make a lot of money selling rhino horns, but if they are caught, they could spend a long time in jail. How stupid that is! 6 June. I had a good day. Matt and I caught some duck hunters taking more ducks than they are allowed to. They know the rules, so this was stealing. It wasn't easy catching them. We had to crawl on our stomachs through the muddy swamp so we wouldn't be seen. We had mud in our hair, our eyes, and even in our mouths. It was really yuck. When we crawled out of that swamp, right by those greedy duck thieves, looking like scary mud monsters, it was all worth it. I don't think they'll be stealing ducks again in a hurry. 7 June. I had a call from Jones. He asked how many rhino horns I wanted. I asked him how many I could have, and he said up to 4. Really? I can't wait to catch Jones. How is he able to get that many? There are not many black rhinos left in the world now because of people like him. One rhino horn can sell for over $50,000. If it is ground up and used for medicine, it is worth even more. I have to catch that Jones very soon, but I'm going to need help to reel him in. I'm going to need the whole team for this job. 8 June. Today, I went into a small shop that sells all kinds of different things. The owner of the shop was reading a magazine, and she didn't take any notice of me. I was pleased about that because it meant I could poke around without her watching. I found a fan made from golden eagle feathers. When I asked her where she had got it from, she looked fidgety. I think she got a big shock when I showed her my badge and told her I was a wildlife detective. She knew she shouldn't be selling a fan made from golden eagle feathers. I can't understand why people keep breaking the law. They just get caught in the end. There was even a rhino horn sitting out on a shelf in the shop. 9 June. I spent the day catching up on emails. Phew, there were heaps. I heard some interesting news, though. My friend Jazz helped to catch the smuggler with the birds in his pants. How crazy that is! A bird smuggler left a suitcase at the airport, and police officers found birds in it. Most of the birds were still alive. The bird smuggler wasn't too clever, though. He had bird droppings on his socks and feathers sticking out from his pants. When the police investigated, they found more than 10 rare birds in his pants. I hope he gets a long stay in a jail cell for that. Crazy critter! The poor birds were in a cardboard box stuffed inside a suitcase. 10 June. Matt and I caught a butterfly smuggler today. We had heard about him, so we just went to his apartment. The smell was so bad, it would have knocked a skunk out. It clung to our clothes, our hair, everything. We found out the smell was from dead insects. How gross! There were boxes all over this person's apartment. When we opened boxes, we found red-backed spiders, beetles, and some beautiful rare butterflies. They were all ready for those people who collect rare things. It was disgusting. Matt and I were waiting for the lift to go up to the apartment. 11 June. Jones called early in the morning and said he had the rhino horns. He said he would meet me in the car park at the airport. He told me he would be wearing a black cap and carrying a green suitcase with a red stripe. The backup team was there, of course, in a van. They were taking photos of the handover. When I had the suitcase, I checked that there were really rhino horns inside. Then I gave Jones the money. Jones went really white when the van doors flew open and the team surrounded him. Black cap. Green suitcase with a red stripe. The suitcase is now in safe hands, away from people like Jones. Jones will have a long time to think about what he has been doing. He won't be around any rhinos for a while, that's for sure. I just can't understand why people like Jones commit crimes against animals. Millions of animals are killed or trapped every year. It is really sad. Those thieves think it's a way to make easy money, but in the end, most of them get caught. What's the use of all that money then? This rhino has 24-hour protection from poachers.